The question, obviously, is what's the biology? And I just wonder, Rowan, when you tease out the change in dietary fat, obviously you have vegetable fats and animal fats. And one would imagine that they reduce the amount of animal fat as a major way of reducing their fat intake. Is there a compensatory increase in vegetable fat, or is there any suggestion it could be actually the type of fat they're eating, a ratio of the two?
No, this is different than heart disease. Well, heart disease is working at 30, and so you'd say olive oil instead of trans fats. Here at 20, all the fats in the foods. They're not using any margarine or butter as an external spread. They're not using any oil-based salad dressings. So all categories of fat go down. PS ratio stays exactly the same. If you wanted to manipulate that, you'd have to change what people eat. You'd say, don't eat these categories of food, eat these categories of food. That's pretty akin that like 2% of the world's population can do, because every meal, they're telling you what to eat. So it's no change in PS ratio. Everything goes down almost exactly the same.
And what's the caloric reduction?
Caloric reduction was very little. I mean, it was just like 70 kilocalories or something like that. And it just barely accounted for the weight loss.
So Rowan, if I told my patients, no butter, margarine,
No
additional fat of any type, like no salads with olive oil or whatever, and skim milk, basically, as long as they're not eating high-fat meat, for example, they get close to 20%.
Well, they'd have to do a few more things. I mean, that's a good start. You'd have to change in breakfast. You wouldn't have sweet rolls in the morning. You'd have your cereal and skim milk, and there's your snacks would change from cheese and crackers and chips to popcorn. Meat sample portion size would have to be reduced. Cooking methods would be changed. Now they have a bunch of these sprays like PAM or whatever, the stuff that you spray in the pans. So you would need somebody to help you along to get there, because if you're going to do those things and pour in even olive oil as you're cooking, then it goes up. Right?
So just for the sake of the tape, because obviously this is a clinical practice thing, give me the top five things that you have to do to get to 20%.
Have a nice nutritionist who talks to you.
I understand that.
But he wants top five.
Something the oncologist can say to get close to, you know.
So start with reducing dairy. And that would include reducing spreads, so no butter or margarine, anything on rolls. Eliminate oil-based salad dressings. Reduce meat portion size. Change your cooking approach. Change your snacks from things, again, it's related to dairy, cheese and crackers or chips, to something like popcorn. That will do it for most people. They will need encouragement to go along with that.
Final comment from Mark.
The South Beach Diet became a best-selling book, making millions for the publisher and author. I think we need to have the Wins Diet book by Iron Chef Chablowski to spread the word and spread the news about all this.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Think Tank edition of Breast Cancer Update.